Budget cuts proposed by the Trump administration include a big cut for the United Nations. Among other things, the administration proposes to spend less on UN peacekeeping operations. Such a change would be felt in Africa, which is where we find NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton.
The world's most dangerous peacekeeping mission is in the West African nation of Mali. An exchange of gunfire in a French military video of its peacekeeping operation in Mali. At the invitation of the Malian government, the French have been there since 2013 in an effort to curb continuing extremist violence in the Sahara Desert nation. Last week, the 19th French soldier was killed in an ambush in Mali, where the French work alongside the UN peacekeeping force there.
The Mali mission is a key example of where the United States believes we need to take a hard look.
That's the U.S. ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, last week. She's the rotating president of the UN Security Council. Now, the Trump administration has made the case for deep cuts to the UN's peacekeeping budget, and Haley has been critical of some missions, especially the UN's biggest and costliest peacekeeping operation in the Democratic Republic of Congo, accusing the UN mission there of partnering with a corrupt government that preys on its citizens.
We need to see host governments and peacekeepers working together to make life safer for people on the ground. We need to make sure that we have the backs of peacekeepers, and we need to make sure missions have benchmarks for accountability.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has also made his case for peacekeepers.
United Nations peacekeeping operations are a necessity for global peace, security, and prosperity, and they are achieving results. Today's peacekeeping budget is less than 0.5% of global military spending.
The UN chief has acknowledged that peacekeeping needs reform, but Guterres urges member states not to be hasty about possible cuts to UN peacekeeping.
Much remains to be done. There is no one-size-fits-all peace operation. In the short term, we must end operations that have achieved their goals and reform those that no longer meet needs on the ground.
When I think about UN peacekeeping, I go back to what I learned as a young accountant. Go back to the basics. Ensure there are measurables and accountability. We need to work smarter. We need to show results. We need to find value.
Haley says leadership means knowing when something needs fixing and having the will to do something about it. Afebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.